to our studio now. They're all assembled and ready to go and spend the next half hour with that great group, the Dallas String Quartet. Enjoy. And it was hard not to sing along. Wow, All You Need Is Love, and especially played for us by the Dallas String Quartet. Thank you, folks. Okay, you're called the Dallas String Quartet. We're gonna be spending time with you, and right now with Jan Zanka, who is the viola player, and I think is a real instigator. Is that what kind of person you are?
We spent 5 minutes here, you already know us.
And you're a string quartet, you have six people in the room, and two of them are electric, and one's a drummer. You've got some splaining to do.
Yeah, and two of them can speak English, myself included.
So. There you go.
Well, it started originally with a quartet, and we were playing a little bit more classical music, very typical classical education. And we just decided to try new things, and we invited different musicians with different backgrounds. So it eventually became where three of us are classical and three of them jazz backgrounds. So it just became this crossover experiment. And
that's a wonderful thing of our time, because the world is catching on to this, isn't it?
Right.
Don't you feel like you're not only riding a wave, but leading it at the same time?
Yes. I mean, we started this about 10 years ago. It was really at the beginning of it. And I remember the first piece we recorded was a Piazzolla piece, and it was so contemporary. It was so modern, you know, because we were coming from Beethoven and Mozart. So we thought, like, that was it. And then the second piece we recorded was Besame Mucho, and we were like, wow, this is so unusual for a string quartet. And then it became crazier and crazier with Kashmir's and Led Zeppelin and Bon Jovi and stuff like that.
Of course. Well, we only have a half an hour, and we want some music worked into this. Why don't you play us another piece, and then we'll take apart a little bit more of what's in your group and how you do what you do.
Sure. We'll play a love song since we are... On Valentine's Day today, we'll play Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Thank you.
the Dallas String Quartet playing that lovely song. It's about time the word perfect was properly defined, and you just did it. It was really lovely. Jan, tell us, there were two violin solos. Who was first playing the solo at the beginning, and then who played the solo in the middle?
Sure. First was Melissa Priller on my left here, and second was Eleanor Dunbar.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful playing. So there's, you know, and we're stuck with labels, so we'll tough it out. The classical side of you, and then the jazz side, yeah, man.
I like the voice, you know, like classical.
But the issue is kind of in when you work out your music. There's kind of two mentalities there: the readers and the improvisers. Is that? Have you been able to get past that? And how does your process work of creating your pieces?
That's a very good question. So yeah, you're right. The string players, we need more specific parts a little bit, but we're getting better where we can harmonize without having stuff written out. But it actually helps because what they do, it's, you know, they simplify stuff for us, you know, and they, you know, no matter if you take even a symphony, you can still reduce it to certain chords and structure, and it helps us keep seeing the big picture, you know. And so we'll, because we have all the intricate lines and the small writing, but at the end of the day, you still want the form to be very clear and the chords and everything that's happened. So it helps us. It was a little bit of a transition to learn to work with each other, but I feel like it's a good way to do it now.
And then the guitar, bass, and drum is essentially the rhythm section of any group. Is that how you function? Is that the way you live and the way you work? Or have you had to stretch? I don't know whether you need to come to a microphone here, or anybody want to talk about where you folks been? This is the guitar player we're about to hear from.
Yeah, right. Well, it's definitely been interesting because the two schools that we come from are so different. But I mean, in a way, they're saying basically the same thing. What's interesting here is that sometimes we have room to improvise and just play like a jazz musician would with like a chord chart. And then other times it's actually written out. And so we're forced to live in their world a little bit too.
And so kind of artistically and aesthetically, how does that work? Or just with inside you of being a musician? Tell me about that.
Oh, well, I love it because I love to be challenged. So this is definitely, we do a lot of challenging music, at least for myself, because I didn't grow up reading music. So just that one thing, it sounds like a very small thing, but just where you come from, either a place of learning by ear or learning from a page. It's interesting how it comes together and we're able to just create music together and have fun.
Yeah, we're hearing the Dallas String Quartet. We were just speaking with the guitarist, and your name?
Anthony Plant.
Anthony, okay. And so we're on our way toward another piece of music, and maybe you can be sending the mic back to Jan if you like. Once again, a reminder that the Dallas String Quartet is this six-piece group that's playing at that gorgeous new theater at Gonzaga University, the Myrtle Wilson Theater. On the, it's kind of on the southwest corner of Gonzaga University is the best way to approach it, just across the lawn from the Joint Arts Center. So in going to another piece of music, what would this kind of say, Jan, about maybe the range of what you're going to do on the concert tonight?
Sure. So one of the strengths of this group is this idea of mashing different music pieces, different styles. So one of the arrangements that we did recently, it was a mashup between Paganini and Gloria Gaynor. And so whenever you start looking at that music, you're like, they have nothing in common. But somehow we found something in common. So we came up with this arrangement called I Will Survive Paganini.
Called what?
I Will Survive Paganini.
I Will Survive so, Paganini.
So oh, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, combined with a Caprice by Paganini.
Perfect.
And
okay.
So this is kind of a good representation, kind of the duality of this group,
good.
Fighting
okay.
back and forth.
Dallas String Quartet and I'll Survive Paganini. Great name. I'll bet it's going to be a great piece of music.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
And we did survive. I'll survive Paganini.
We barely survived, but
yeah. Well, that's the whole point. We want to see you on the edge, and that's the fun of Paganini, or certainly what you're doing. This is the Dallas String Quartet playing this music. Let's spend a couple minutes, kind of, on your arc as a group. You said 10 years ago or so, and yeah, let's get another voice in if we want, yeah. Kind of on. On where this has been, we have one of our violinists here, kind of. Talk just a little bit about how that's affected your own career, your own playing career, what else you do in addition to this group. Go ahead, give us a testimony, sister.
About what else I do outside this group?
Well, yeah, and also just about how you, based on your expectations as a classical concert violinist, has been changed by this.
Well, I was classically trained. I did that whole track my whole life. And once I got to high school, I started listening to the radio. I only listened to classical music till about middle school, high school. And then I started listening to the radio. And I started trying to play what I was listening to on, you know, the top 40 music. And it was really fun for me to bring that to my violin and also try and not make it sound super classical. And that kind of led me to my path to DSQ. So I always tried to do a little bit of both between that classical and the more contemporary pop. And that led to electric violin and trying to combine classical with pop tunes. And yeah.
And you find it pretty satisfying?
I do, because sometimes you just kind of want to have something you can tap your toe to. Mm-hmm. And it kind of changes the mentality to a more relaxed playing, and I really enjoy that aspect.
And now talk about the long black dress side of your life.
The long black dress.
What's your classical gigs that you do in your life? I mean, did you play in the Dallas Symphony, for instance?
No, yeah, okay. I do not, no. Yeah. There's a little, maybe Ellie should answer that one.
Okay, let's go to the other violinist.
Ellie.
Talk a little bit about the other part, because we all know it takes a lot of scuffling things together to make a living as a musician.
Yeah, so I've gotten to do a lot of work in Dallas with a dance company, playing, accompanying dancers on stage. They're called the Avant Chamber Ballet, and So when I was in school, I attended SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and
where all the buildings look alike.
Yes. And while there, I formed a classical string quartet, and we were quite serious. We were in residence at the school, and I remember getting to be a part of that dance company. It was so cool because we got to play a Ligeti string quartet, which we had never learned, but the opportunity came up, so. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity in Dallas. We teach a little bit, but yeah.
And playing with the dance group, then, has that taken you beyond paper music, as it were, into doing anything improvisatory with the dance group?
Nothing improvisatory this far, although I have to say the Ligeti was nearly improvisatory by the end. But we also get to explore a lot of new and modern composers, very young composers, younger than any of us, living in Dallas and premiering, you know, these fantastic composers' works in Dallas is really, really special.
Yeah. Well, that's a representation of the classical side of the group, and we'll get to you in a minute, but I think we need another tune. Do you still have available a couple more tunes for the purpose of our
broadcast? We can be here all night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
the time.
So where do we want to go next musically?
Well, since it's Valentine's Day, let's do some Latin love songs. Whatever you guys want to play. I guess we'll play Besame.
Thank you.
Dallas String Quartet playing that Latin love song. What's the name of that song?
Bésame Mucho.
That was Bésame Mucho. Okay, I thought so. Why don't we send the microphone over to the other side of the band while I talk for a minute? Let's send it over to that drummer. Because here's the deal. Anybody that can take a snare drum and brushes and be a whole world has a good start. And then a little while ago, he walked over and sat down at our piano and did a bunch of nice things, too. We need to know some things about you.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay, my name is Efren Guzman. I'm from Mexico City. And, well, all my family is musicians, and my brother is a symphony orchestra director. So I have that classical background, but just from then and from my family. But I always loved jazz. My father used to listen to jazz all the time. So I went to UNT, and they have a wonderful jazz program there.
Legendary.
And I was exposed to all these great musicians. I mean, John Heer is one of the best players I know, and Anthony Plant. Mm. And with that at the side, playing in symphony orchestras as an extra, sometimes my brother invites me to play. Mm. It's just such a powerful thing to be in front of a symphony orchestra. And then he invites me to play drums for some pop concerts with the symphony orchestra. It opened up my ears and my sensitivity to be able, as a drummer, you're always like on your own thing and with the rhythm section, and you just, why don't we go 1, 2, 3, 4, that's it. But with a symphony orchestra, you have to be able to listen, to pay attention to the conductor, to really be aware of what's going on. I mean, it's not like I wasn't aware before, but I'm aware of many things going on. Playing with string quartets, I had to be really sensitive about what I'm playing, that it has to match the genre and the environment of the music that we're playing, create an atmosphere, musically speaking. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful because all the arrangements, we have very good arrangements, arrangers, mm-hmm. and it's a challenge for me because some of the tunes are really hard. I mean, there's some tunes that I kind of say, oh, we're playing that one? Man. But you know, it's a great experience to me. I never thought about, you know, first of all, being in this country and then just being exposed to so many good musicians. I've been able to make a living out of playing this wonderful music, which is like a blend of many styles, mm-hmm. especially classical and jazz, but to make to a point that it actually works. And it's a great challenge to do that. It's just like, we gotta do this song and we have to make it work. And it's like, oh, wow, okay, well, let's work on it. And well, I love it.
Great testimony to exactly what you've been doing, the percussionist of the Dallas String Quartet. And let's hear from the bass player, too, about you, since he kind of pointed at you and said, now, this is what a bass player is.
Well, my name is Young Hyo, and I play bass for Dallas String Quartet. And I studied jazz. I also went to University of North Texas to learn how to play jazz. And I briefly involved with like school symphony and, you know, some classical stuff, but I never got into that part of music because my main interest was playing more pop gigs, jazz gigs, more you know, contemporary modern music. So, but how I got involved with the Dallas String Quartet is they were actually looking for a cello player, but there aren't many cello player who was able to play this kind of music where it doesn't involve a lot of reading, where a cello player had to improvise most of the time. So they were looking for a bass player, and I auditioned, and I guess I was good enough to join their band. So and I love playing with this band. I guess most important thing that I learned about this band is you have to be really, really flexible, because sometimes, even though there's music, we're not going to go by the music. Sometimes you have to be flexible to go with whoever leads the band. It could be viola, it could be violin, it could be guitar. So, you know, in the end, we could make really great music.
Yeah. Well, again, And as we've heard now from all of you, this really identifies why this group is so lovely, so beautiful. They're playing tonight at 7:30 at the Myrtle Wilson Theater at Gonzaga University. And I think it's just about perfect timing that if you could play us a lovely, lovely piece, no longer than 4 minutes, but any amount of time that the piece takes, then let's go out with a little bit more music from the Dallas String Quartet.
So no symphony. No symphony pieces. Well, I want to say thank you for having us in the studio. And we'd love to see you at the concert tonight, or if you want to check out our music, you can stream it on all platforms, Spotify, Pandora, it's Dallas String Quartet, and a lot of what you heard today is recorded already. So we'll play one last song and something fun, and our tagline is where Bach meets Bon Jovi, so we'll play some Bon Jovi for you.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Still playing, but that is the Dallas String Quartet, and what a pleasure it is to have them. This is KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bonners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg, KOMQ OMAC, KPBG Oroville, KTWP Twispin, KPBW in Brewster. And thanks to the group. Wow, what a great group. And thanks also to Steve Jackson for providing an amp and being our engineer, Eugene Jablonski for providing an amp, and Jim Tevenin for getting us set up.